This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. High school football season has begun, and USA Today is out with a showcase of football star teams and athletes. But is media attention really a good thing for young football players? Here's Marketplace's Shireen Marisol Meraji.
Harry Welch knows a little something about coaching high school football.
I didn't start until 1965.
His team, the Santa Margarita Eagles, were Division I state champions in California last year. And they just had a preseason game in Arizona that ESPN televised. The Eagles won 27-14.
Fans were wild and positively crazy.
Welch is pretty crazy about all this media attention. He says it's helped his school raise money that goes to both academics and athletics. USA Today has also picked up on the high school football craze and is kicking this season off with a magazine that profiles star high school teams and athletes across the country. Richard Lapchick is the director of diversity and ethics in sport at the University of Central Florida. He says national media attention can be positive.
I think it gives people who otherwise might not have the opportunity to go to college without an athletic scholarship the chance that their kids will be seen.
But he worries that the Friday night spotlight on athletics over academics may exploit high school athletes by ignoring what they really need, a high school diploma and a college degree. I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.